Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polinsia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Hey, Drew, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, this is exciting.
3 days in.
So did you get that frock that you're wearing for Christmas? Is that where you got that?
I got the shacket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very nice. Man, Happy New Year to everyone listening.
2023.
Which means finally, now that you're past Christmas and New Year's, you can finally register for the Idea Summit like you've been planning.
Correct.
Because we're only like 4 weeks away.
It is still time for you to register for the summit.
That's right. Go to ideanetwork.summit or ideanetwork.church/summit.
Idea Summit.
Idea Summit /forward/church.
Yeah. For those of you the last couple of months who've been trying to go to ideanetwork.church/summit,
right?
Kylie reluctantly corrected us and said, hey, you guys are sending it to the wrong place. So if you got like a pager or something like that, that's on us. So if you go to ideanetwork.church/ideasummit, you can register there for the 3-day conference. You'll love it. It's in Garland, Texas. Lots of stuff to do there. And we want to see you out at the summit.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Great speakers. Dr. Tony Evans, of course, is going to be with us. We have Robbie Green and David Tice, Alan Parr, Brian Sams. David Barton from Wall Builders is going to be there. A pastor from Prestonwood Baptist Church is going to be there. Lots of incredible opportunity. Make sure you register ASAP, and we will see you at the summit.
Welcome to this edition of the Idea Talks. On today's episode, we're continuing a conversation we started last week with our Kingdom Advancement Luncheon participants. So we have a sampling of those folks that are on the podcast today. They're going to be introducing some of their ministries to you, who will be presenting their ministries at the Idea Summit here at the end of January. Real quick, we have four of people that are going to introduce their ministries here. They're going to know a little bit about what they're doing, whether they're church planning, church revitalizing, as well as how you can reach out to them for future support needs. So first up is Brad. You want to introduce yourself to our audience and tell us about your ministry and what is going on there for the Lord.
My name is Brad Eckerly, and I was a full-time pastor for 12 years and resigned and went back to secular work and engineering work and tried to find a church in my local area. And really struggled to find a Bible teaching church in my local context. I was approached during that time about the idea of planting a church, and something I said I would never ever do. And here I am planting a church. And within a week of saying yes, I had three families contact and asked if I've ever considered planting a church. And our church was launched in March of 2020.
Oh, perfect timing. That's perfect. March of 2020, Brad?
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Tell us how that went.
And it went pretty well. I launched as a co-vocational. I had really didn't have plans to become full-time, which I am now. The church has grown to that point, but I launched as a co-vocational pastor. And we met for a couple of weeks and we shut down for a couple of months. So we started an online presence and things just continued to grow from there. So
it is a super cool story. I've heard of multiple guys who have started in late 19, early 2000. I don't know. I've met one guy. I know there are a lot of you out there that planted in March, that God led you to March of 2020. So you met for a few weeks and then shut down for a few months, went online. And then when you came back, describe what that was like.
Oh, when we came back, we started in the Sunday morning. We had been basically just a Bible study on Sunday nights. And so I realized that everyone who was a part of what we were doing didn't have a home church. And so we just went ahead and launched on a Sunday morning as the Sunday after Memorial Day in 2020 is when we launched. Wow. But we launched in Peru is where we're at, Peru, Indiana, and at the county fair where we meet. Well, it's kind of interesting because we're about 5 miles south of Mexico, Indiana. And so I grew up in Peru. My wife grew up in Mexico, and we had a mission team up from Texas this summer, and they were excited until they got off the bus and they realized, oh, it's Indiana. But but it's all good.
That's great.
That's awesome, man. For those of you who are just joining us, we are in our second episode discussing the KAL, the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, that's taking place at the Idea Summit 2023. Now, if you're listening to this on the day this episode drops, well, you're listening to it when the actual summit is taking place in Dallas, Texas. And here's what we know. We know there's a lot of you listening, not only around the country, around the world, who wish they could have come. You know your desire was to be here, but you could not make it out this time, and we miss having you. Your presence is certainly, your absence is certainly felt, and we're looking forward to the Idea Nights that are coming up September 19th all over the country, and the Idea Days that are coming up next year in multiple locations soon to be announced. In fact, probably being announced in Dallas today on January 31st. But for those of you who could not make it and you wish you were here, this is our gift to you. You are part of the summit by hearing about the Kingdom Advancement that the Idea Network is moving into. Yes, we've had involvement with missionaries. Yes, we've had involvement with church planters. But the next step of the journey for the Idea Network is to move more intentionally into Kingdom Advancement. Sure, we are a ministerial association of ministry leaders who gather together to share best practices and good ideas for life and ministry. We are a place of no agendas, just ideas, but that is beginning to shift, meaning we have an agenda, the advancement of the kingdom of God. Yes, best ideas, yes, good relationships and good fellowship, but what is God calling us to do collaboratively to bring the kingdom of God to the world? Yes, all over the world, our nation, through church planting and church revitalization. These are the topics we will be discussing in the years to come, and it continues through the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. So, Brad, we're really excited that you were able to share some of that information about your church plant, specifically there in Peru, Indiana. How can people get in contact with you if they're looking to connect with you directly?
Sure. Yeah, I can be reached through my website, perucfc.com. CFC Cornerstone Fellowship Church. So perucfc.com.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you introducing us to your ministry and look forward to hearing more about it at the summit. All right. Next up is Donald. Donald, tell us a little bit about who you are, sir.
How's it going, guys? My name is Donald Savini, and I am a church planter to Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And we started our church, Baptist Church, in October, end of October 2019. And so my wife, Marissa, we've been married 12 years. We have four boys. And before we got there, we traveled the country for a deputation for a year with all those young kids. It was insane. And but we finished up in about a year, moved out to the Cape in the fall of 19, started a few months later right in our home. We have some family out here that was part of our church and some other families that had moved out this way. And we were excited for a building in 2020, and then obviously everything got locked down for us too. So during that lockdown, the spring of 2020, we found a building for lease that needed a lot of work, and tried to kind of get that going, figure it out through the landlord and things like that. And 6-7 months later, finally got everything organized, signed the lease in March of 2021, renovated the building for, oh my, probably 6 or 7 months, raised as much money as we could, did the work ourselves, most of it. And then tried to get permits, some permit issues with the town offices and all that fun stuff. And it was just, it's been crazy, just exciting, stressful, fun. We've met in our house. We met in the garage. We were meeting in the building, getting in, and it was all ugly and nasty looking. And then we met in the back porch when the town got frustrated with us about permits. And then we finally, after all of that, there was another local church we were able to meet in for a few months. God just really brought it all together in the winter of 2022. And the town was great, worked with us, the inspector, got our permits. And right around Easter, kind of had that first service legally with the permits there. And man, gosh, just blessed my way. Again, up and down, it's the summer on the Cape is so busy. So you have people that come just for a week and then they're gone. And but we've seen God grow our church from about 15 to everybody shows up and isn't sick. We probably have about 35 to 40 people. We baptized four this summer, had a big baptism service, which was super exciting. Had a big open house Sunday in September, sent out thousands of mailers. It's been wild. And now we're getting into the winter, and it's, you know, kind of our first winter in the building and Christmas service and all fun stuff. That's great. My family's been such a big part of it. I know the questions were, who are you, your church, and something interesting. Kind of a unique thing for our family that we get to do is we have our 9-year-old son. He turns 10 in January. Has and it's just something that we have lived with since he was probably 3 years old. And it can be challenging, obviously, so often, but it has opened up a beautiful door to reach out to other special families in the community. His therapy, ABA therapy that he does for his autism to help him learn things. The whole company there that he works with is now using our building for their community events and for their activities. We're right in there with them, getting them used. So that's really awesome. And it gives us an opportunity to meet new parents of kids with autism and special needs families. And since doing all that, man, God has just opened up doors for us to be really involved in the community. Not just that, but my boys played football with the town, and I met so many parents, and they've come to church, and I'm learning. I mean, I feel like I don't know anything at all, but I'm loving the journey. So it's been fun.
I love what you said about, I wish if everybody showed up on the same Sunday and nobody was sick, this is where we'd be. Every church planter, I'm a church planter too. Every church planter I've ever talked to have had the same thought. Boy, we would be doing well if everybody would show up at the same time. And I got to tell you, Drew and I want to show up. We just looked up where Yarmouth is on Cape Cod, and it's looking kind of attractive to us. We want to get our wives and kids and head on out there. That's kind of a cool place to plant a church, I guess, huh?
Yeah, expensive too, but really great.
I'm sure it is.
God's good. God's been faithful.
Well, Donald, thank you so much for joining us. Tell the folks how they can be in contact with you if they would like to support the ministry that you've got going on there.
Great. You can check out our website, our church website, coastlinecc.org, and there's a contact button. You can find out more about the church. And then also my email is pastor@coastlinecc.org.
Nice. And a reminder to our listeners, all of these individuals and their ministries can be found at ideanetwork.church, specifically under the tab Kingdom Advancement Luncheon.
All right, Justin, you're next up, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for having me. It's good to be here, and nice to meet many of you guys. My name is Justin Talbert, and I'm the pastor at Grace Baptist Church in Fort Valley, Georgia. And we are in Peach County. In fact, right next to our church is a brand new high school, Peach County High School. They just built it last year, and we've already been able to get involved with it. It's been awesome. But in January of this year, 18 people voted unanimously for me to be the pastor. And man, it's been encouraging to see God work in the last 8 months since we've been here. We moved here in April, and I was just kind of going through some things even today. And really, by God's grace, we've had more people join our church, get saved, baptized, and join our church this year than we had in the church in January. So we've had more people join than we actually came when I came here. And so God is just really blessing. It's been really cool to see. Our church is in a really good location. We're on a 4-lane highway. Like I said, we're right next to a brand new high school. We have 8 acres. We have an auditorium, you know, gymnasium. We have a ton of space. Of course, there's a lot of work that needs to be done because of that, and things were just, you know, I'm sitting in a room right now where there's about 6 ceiling tiles that have fallen through because of rain, and just there's all over the place. But we've been able to see so much accomplished in the last 8 months that it's been really, really great. Something interesting about myself is I was a youth pastor at my home church in Georgia. So I grew up in Georgia and was a youth pastor there for a few years. And then God began to work on my heart about pastoring. And so we moved to Jacksonville, Florida, to be with Pastor Brian Sams at River City for a few years in a pastoral internship. And then after that internship was over, we all felt like it was time to go, ready to go. And through some connections that God orchestrated together, I'm not sure how it happened, but we just say it was God, because we couldn't have put it together, but God led us here. And so at the age of 28, I became a pastor, and I have two beautiful little girls, and we're excited about what God's doing here in Georgia.
That's great. I grew up often traveling through that corridor in Georgia and wanting to stop by and get peaches all the time, go through. I grew up in Florida, so not too far away from Thomas is from, but that's awesome. So thanks for sharing your ministry with us. Justin, tell us a little bit more about where our audience can find you and learn more about your ministry. And then also we look forward to seeing you at the Idea Summit. So,
yeah, absolutely. Our website is graceGA.church. And then my email is justin@graceGA.church. So love to connect.
Our final friend that we're bringing on today, his name is David Piggott. Now, I got to introduce David before he introduces himself, because I remember David from 20 years ago when we were in college together. Now, we were not close friends, but we knew of each other. At least I knew of you. And David was awesome, because we went to a college where it was a little quiet during the worship services. Now, I grew up in a church where people would say amen. Where we went to college, it was very quiet because they were filming. There was a film crew and a church service on television and all of this, and so there was no shouts, there was no screams and amens and hallelujahs, except for two men, David and Daniel Piggott, who were always up in the balcony, and in the middle of the sermon, when the preacher would say something good, you would hear, "Amen!" very loud, and oftentimes it was my pal David Piggott, and all the preacher boys would smile and be like, "That was David or Daniel," and sure enough, it was. Do you still say amen in the same way, my friend David?
Yes, we believe in that. I don't have any children to teach. I teach my dog. He's pretty good at it.
Amen.
Yes, we believe in that.
Amen. And I believe in you, man. The moment you signed up for this, I was like, this is exciting. I'm excited to be a part of your church plant. And we're looking forward to supporting it. Like Southern Hills, our church is looking forward to supporting all of your plants. And David, tell us a little bit about your church plant and what's going on with you and your family.
Yes. My wife's name is Christy, David and Christy Piggott. We have just moved to Frisco, Texas, which is just north of Dallas, about 30 miles north of Dallas, Texas. So really close to the summit. Frisco, Texas has been exploding for the last 30 years. It went from about 6,000 people to now over 200,000. And the city next to us, McKinney, 200,000. The city just north of us is Prosper, and it's going to be exploding. I recently read that Frisco is going to have more office space in the next 5 years than the city of Dallas. They're just building it on purpose, and the Dallas-Fort Worth area is soon going to be called the Dallas-Fort Worth Frisco area. So people coming here from all over America, from Chicago, from New York, from California, jobs coming here. So the area is just exploding with housing, and there's a lot of untouched land as you go north, Salina and so forth. So we're going to need more and more churches here. God just brought our attention to the city of Frisco about a year ago. And so we've moved here. I'm bivocational. I'm a pool guy on the side, and I'm content, happy to do that. If God moves me out of that, then great. But we're just here. So a little about me, I'm a twin. My twin brother has 8 kids. We are still praying for our first. So we're catching up on them. But the joke's on him, because when we were babies, we were Siamese twins, and through the surgery, they actually had to cut some of his brain out to get us apart. So I ended up with a full brain. We're doing great. He's actually our sending church. He's a pastor in Southern California, Fountain of Life Baptist Church. So God's moved us here to Frisco. I grew up in San Francisco. I was a 49ers fan. And the thing is that in Texas and Dallas, football is a religion. And if football is a religion here, then the 49ers are the devil. So it's tough being in this area. I'm told I have to convert to being a Dallas Cowboys fan. So please pray for me on that. Very spiritual, deep need there. We are excited to plant here in Frisco. There is much to do for God's kingdom as people continue to move in. We're going to need more and more churches to reach them. So the God's really has given us a burden to be a discipleship, a heavy church, to see people reproducing themselves and to be doing that. So God's laid it on my heart to ask him for 100 people involved in discipleship in our first year. Whether we get that or not, we're shooting for that. I told that to a church one time, and somebody came up and said, how many discipleship books do you need? And he gave me the money on the spot to get 100 discipleship books. So we have that already set aside. But now it's our job to just go and get the harvest. So we're excited about Frisco, Texas here.
Man, that is so exciting. According to what the website says, February 5th, 2023 is your launch, which tells me that that's just a few days after the summit. And I love the fact that you talk about your plan and your vision for the first 12 months is to have 100 individuals involved in discipleship within the first month or within the first 12 months. What a great specific plan. How did you come up with that plan?
I was just praying about asking God for something that's bigger. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And to try and do something that I could do or that seems feasible or that seems reasonable or that most people would say, that seems doable, seemed to be something that God moved me out of my comfort zone on that. So either someone who is involved in discipling someone or someone who is being discipled, we want our church to be a revolving door rotation of people who are grounded in their faith and brand new unchurched people. We're definitely going hard to get people who've never gone to church. And there's a lot of those people moving in our area that I've already met. I praise God for making me a pool guy because I have met some very interesting and amazing people who are going to be a part of our church plant. And so, yes, we are excited about that. God puts people in your life that you have no idea. And so, yes, we just want to somebody told me long time ago that if one person reached another person and just took a year and taught them how to share their faith, and then at the end of the year, there's two Christians. If you did that every year and the church just doubled every year, we would reach the entire world, 8.5 billion people in 33 years. But it just takes everybody doing their part to just do the Great Commission, just share their faith and reproduce themselves, even if it's just one person in 1 year. If we did that consistently, the church would reach the world. If we started right now, we could reach the world in 33 years. And that has really lit a fire unto me to make that my legacy, is the gospel and discipleship, to just do that for the rest of my life.
Well, you're preaching to a choir, man. I am a big believer in personal evangelism and leading people to Christ and personally mentoring and discipling them. So you're preaching to the choir with me and Drew, but I also think with all the guys in the room virtually right now, because we're all church planters, our desire is to reach this world with the kingdom of Christ, for the kingdom of Christ. Isn't it amazing that God has given us such a time as this? It's incredible to me that we live in this society, in this moment. And yeah, we can bemoan what we don't like about it, but I can tell you this, we have not been called to heaven yet. We've been called to the hellish place called earth to bring the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to the people of this planet. And we have been called in a perfect time, perfectly situated for the calling to which God has called us to. And I'm excited to partner with each and every one of you. I'm so thankful that you've prepared for this church planting opportunity, this church revitalizing opportunity, and to each of you for the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. I've got to tell you, if you haven't signed up for the summit, I understand the summit is already gone. When you're listening to this in January 31st, and if you didn't sign up for the luncheon, I get it. We missed out on the luncheon. But it doesn't mean that you can't still support one of these 9 church planters. And all you have to do is go to the website, or you could go back and listen to each and every one of their information, or go to the website, ideanetwork.church, look at Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, and you'll find their information. Contact the person that God's leading you to support and support them directly. Now, David, let me ask you before we go, how can people get in contact with you other than through the ideanetwork.church website?
Yes, our church website is freedomlifebaptist.com. We also want to be involved in a lot of content creation with our church. So you can find me on David Piggott on YouTube and as well on Instagram, Pastor Piggott. So Freedom Life Baptist. My email is Piggott, P-I-G-O-T-T-D-B, dogboy@gmail.com. You can contact me anytime.
Love it, guys. Thank you so much for everything you've done. Looking forward to seeing you at the summit. And to our audience, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.